Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball four. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Backman steals second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman scores. Oquendo moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oquendo tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry takes first base on ball four. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Scott Hernandez scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner takes first base on ball four. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Garner moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Garner scores. Doran moves to third. It's 4-2, Mets. Terry Poll pinch hits for Mike Scott. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Backman strikes out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Strawberry moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks is walked intentionally. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Mets. Ed Lynch now pitching. Ron Hodges now catching. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Mets. Enes Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doran hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bailey is hit by the pitch. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Mike Lacoste. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Harry Spillman now catching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baz hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's Astros, 6, Mets, 6. Doug Sisk now pitching. Enes Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 6. the Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Ross Jones pinch runs for Keith Hernandez. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Strawberry moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 6. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap now playing first base. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner is hit by the pitch. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Garner moves to second. Bill Dolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dolly bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Garner moves to third. Doran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Scott pinch runs for Bill Dolly. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Spillman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garner tags and scores. Doran tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-6, Astros. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. Scott moves to second. It's 8-6, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Baz moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Baz scores. It's 10-6, Astros. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Tony Scott now playing left field. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 6. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.